Handmade, homemade, isn't a guarantee of anything, is it? If you can swing it, you want to have your daily bread homemade, of course, but, for example, you don't want to hand-build your own personal submarine. You'll forget something critical that won't become apparent until you're submersed, at which point your general flexibility of thought will not serve you well, this I know. When deep water and loon leavings enter your sinus, throat, lung apparatus, you won't be fretting about which weld seam or valve or ballast compartment requires attention. You'll be busy having an out-of-body experience. An out-of-body experience will sometimes result in a book publishing contract. Sometimes it results in a permanent vegetative state. And sometimes you leave the building altogether. Your body just shows you the door, and that new potato air cannon you bought yesterday will be in a garage sale next Thursday, right after your funeral. Another project you should not try lightly at home is making your own potato air cannon. Not because it's difficult, it isn't. You can buy the components at Home Depot, an on-off solenoid valve of the sort used in automatic sprinkler systems, and some 2 or 3 inch diameter PVC or steel pipe, which in fact can be used for both the cannon's barrel and the compressed air tank if you want to make the tank yourself. But you can probably snag one of those things on eBay for cheap. Save yourself some time and effort, the sooner to be actually shooting off potatoes. And I don't caution you against making your own potato air cannon because it might not work, barring divine intervention, extreme bad luck, or your own sloppiness. It'll almost certainly work fine. A potato air cannon isn't much more complicated than a whoopee cushion. My caveat has to do with where we live, KAXE land. In a warm climate, it makes no never mind whether the barrel of your potato air cannon is PVC or steel. When you crank the valve and that compressed air hits the potato, Mr. Potato is going to take off at such tremendous walloped velocity, you have to know exactly where and how to watch to observe it to see anything. The air cannon potato has been clocked at speeds exceeding 250 miles per hour. It'll travel 200 yards easily if you really goose it. 2 football fields. Pretty impressive range for a projectile spud. The risk is, in cold temperatures, a potato air cannon with a PVC barrel will occasionally fail spectacularly. It explodes. When this happens, Mr. Potato doesn't travel 200 linear yards intact at 250 miles per hour. Mr. Potato turns into instant hash browns, blown out at 10 feet or so per second onto everything and everyone in your yard and the ones on either side of you. And this will be very difficult to explain to a parent or partner or neighbor, especially if there are any pets in the blast perimeter. So, lesson learned, steel. Utilitarian black is fine and cheaper than galvanized. For your safe, homemade potato air cannon, there's no substitute for cold, hard, black steel.